You ready to kick it up a notch, Seeker Keeper Girl? I am so excited that you finally arrived at date number 7, where we'll explore the best friendship ever, friendship with God. Did you know that in John 15, God actually calls you his friend? I want to know about that kind of friendship, don't you? Let's take a look today at what happens when you become friends with God. It was Jesus who actually said, "I have called you friends," in the 15th chapter of John. If you want to learn more about how to be friends with God, pick up a copy of the Secret Keeper Bible study entitled My Best Friend Jesus. In it, you'll learn 6 powerful truths about being friends with God. But during this date, we're going to focus on the beautiful blessing that occurs when we enjoy his friendship. Just turn to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. It reads, "Love never fails." Only God's love will never fail. Let me tell you of the way his unfailing love rescued a little girl in China. In November of 2006, a guy named Troy took a trip to China. While he was there, he met a little girl named Zhang Chuyun. Now, she wasn't so little. She was 13, but she looked like she was about 8. She was living on only about 3 cups of rice a day, and she was in the orphanage system of China. She had only 11 months left to be adopted internationally, or she'd be placed on the streets. Well, Troy and the others traveling with him fell in love with her, and they felt called to come back to the United States to sound a battle cry to win over a family for her. Now, Troy and his wife would have probably adopted her themselves, but they were already in the process of adopting a child internationally, so they couldn't. Troy found a family, and very quickly. His best friends felt that God had told them in many ways to become this little lady's mom and dad. But there was one great big obstacle standing in the way, $25,000. Now that's a lot of money. Well, a private donor quickly offered to pay $12,000. But do the math with me. How much money did the family still need? $13,000, right? The family began to pray. It was January now, and they needed the money very soon. They didn't have any idea where it would come from, but they did know that God had called them to do this. They believed he would provide somehow. That very week, they got a phone call that didn't sound like good news. Their new accountant, the guy who helped them with their money, noticed that they'd been paying the IRS or the U.S. government incorrectly for the past several years. It looked like they had a huge problem. "You don't understand," said the accountant. "The IRS owes you money. In fact, they owe you $13,060. And that was exactly what they needed to adopt their new daughter. Only God could use the IRS as a savings account. God never fails, my friend. You know how I know? It was my family that adopted Zhang Chuyun. Today, her name is Autumn Chuyun Gresh. Autumn didn't even know God when she wished for the one thing she wanted, a mom and dad. And God didn't fail her. Against all odds, he sent Troy to find her in the middle of China, and then he had the IRS saving the money to pay for her very expensive adoption. Now, sometimes God tells me no to something I want or I think I need, and sometimes he tells me to wait, but I know this, he never fails. I want you to experience that kind of friendship with God. You know, it takes time to grow a friendship. It takes time spent laughing and crying and playing and talking. And you need to spend time with God to cultivate a friendship. You can read the Bible, and he'll talk to you. And you can pray, and he'll listen. And in all of that, you might even laugh or cry. Today, your Secret Keeper challenge is to get alone with God. After you do, be sure to come back to hear how Barlow Girl gets alone with the very same friend, the God of the universe.